Packers all the time.
He was a field-tilting player, and the reason why Gabe and many others are so concerned is that this guy's on the field, he changes the offensive dynamic. They are a different offense when he is there.
Okay, most of the time.
You know, Homer calls Matt LaFleur soft all the time. Matt LaFleur is like Vince Lombardi compared to me.
It's Jason Wilde on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Days until the NFL opener seems as good a time as any to check in with our friend and teammate Jason Wilde. Good morning, Jason. How are you today?
Good. How's everybody?
Chewy's meh.
Meh.
I'm not playing.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, he said that feels like a Monday, but
it does feel like a Monday. Yeah. I forgot you guys were calling.
100 days until the NFL starts. There are articles out there, right? There are articles out there talking about here are some things that you need to know headed into the season. And I don't know if you got a chance to look at it, but something that stood out to us was that they don't think that the Packers are going to make the playoffs.
They who?
Ben Solak at ESPN.com.
Yeah. It was his bold prediction.
Well, I guess we'll have to have him on our bold-a-thon. It's possible. I don't think he's right, but it's possible. I mean, they've got a difficult schedule. They've got a lot of guys with a lot to prove, but they could go the other way, and they could, you know, go 10-7 and then find themselves in an NFC championship game playing for a trip to the Super Bowl, too. So I'm not that bearish as Ben is on the Packers, but I can see a path to that. I can also see a path to a very successful season. And 100 days out, when they haven't even started their first OTA practice, I'm not sure I'm ready to write them off as not making the playoffs, that's for sure.
Jason, with mini camps right around the corner, who do you expect not to attend?
Great question. The first OTA practice is today. The first one open to us is tomorrow. There are only two that we get to watch, and there's only six in total instead of nine. So whoever misses these will only miss six instead of missing nine. I want to see if Elton Jenkins has shown up. The mandatory minicamp is June 10th, 11th, and 12th. So we will see what happens there, more importantly. I do think that there has been a shift in the last 10 years or so from the off-season program being voluntary, wink, wink, to being, no, it really is voluntary. So if you guys don't show up, we can't be mad at you like Mike Sherman or Mike Holmgren used to be. So, I don't know. I know Romeo Doubs has been there because Matt LaFleur mentioned that he has been there now after he was not apparently there for the first day of the off-season program. So that's good. I wrote something for Channel 3000 of, you know, here are the, no one's going to answer all the questions in basically eight or nine practices with the mandatory mini camp included. But they got to start working on finding answers to these questions. And my first one was exactly what kind of quarterback is Jordan Love going to be? I mean, you guys have heard me say it a ton. This is a pivotal third season as the starter for him. And so, you know, I know that most guys will be there. I don't know Elton's situation. I haven't circled back on that. And they still haven't resolved the Jair situation. So who knows what that's going to look like. But you can bet your bottom dollar, Annie, that I'll be taking attendance tomorrow. And, making note of who's not participating.
Has Jair been told to stay away?
So he allegedly took part in the virtual portion of the off-season program. Now, the way I phrased my question, and I didn't get a follow-up in, was, is Jair taking part in the on-field work once they started that? Because they did the first week virtually because the draft was here. And LaFleur confirmed he was not doing the on-field work, which, as we've talked about, makes sense because if he pops his Achilles, they're on the hook for his entire contract. And given his injury record, three of the last 4 years, they definitely don't want that. But sooner or later, they got to make a call here. And because I would think that any player who is able-bodied and wants to be successful, even if they don't enjoy the off-season program. I mean, remember last year, he was here for everything in the off-season.
Mm-hmm.
He collected his bonus and everything else. So I would think at some point here, both sides have to say, all right, look, are we going to, you know what, or are we going to get off the pot here? And so I am assuming, you know, LaFleur last week was on with Kay Adams, and he flat out, well, we're still working through that, and we're hoping to have it resolved here sooner rather than later, which indicates it's not resolved yet. I would think that they would want him on the field if they're keeping him, and I would think he'd want to be on the field if he's going to be playing here.
Jason, you've got a piece about Marshawn Lloyd up at channel3000.com as well. How important, again, not that he's going to, you know, solve all the problems in the next 3 weeks, but how important is the start of year two for him, given how well Emmanuel Wilson played a year ago?
Yeah, and look, I don't know if I've ever seen, you know, obviously Chewy had some injury issues at the start of his career, but I don't remember a rookie with more misfortune. Like, what he endured was, like, biblical. Like, I was waiting for, like, the Fox River to turn to blood and frogs and locusts to descend upon the guy. I mean, think about it. He started with a hip injury he suffered while working out before camp. So he comes to camp. He's on the non-football injury list. He plays in his first preseason game and blows his hamstring. So then he's on IR or on... on IR to start the season. They activate him. He plays against the Colts, and he plays like five plays or whatever and hurts his ankle. Or maybe it's vice versa. Maybe it was the ankle in preseason and the hamstring in the regular season. It's so hard to keep track with all the crappy
with
things
all the
that happened to the
yeah.
guy. And then he's finally able to come back. And they're going to activate him off IR, and he has an emergency appendectomy. So the kid played 10 snaps in the regular season last year, and that's all he got out of his rookie year. So it's almost as if you've got, you know, it wasn't ideal last year, but it's almost as if you've got a bonus draft pick in this year's class because he barely played. But as I pointed out in the story, you know, Josh Jacobs made him ride to practice every day with him. So they could talk, and so he could impart, you know, whatever veteran wisdom he could. And you can sense that the coaches are really excited about what he can give them. Now, all that said, I would say Emmanuel Wilson was a pretty darn good backup running back for them. He averaged almost 5 yards a carry. He didn't get a ton of opportunity, but he still carried the ball over 100 times. So they've got some options back there. If they want to take a little bit of the load off of Josh Jacobs. But, of course, with Josh Jacobs, you don't want to take him off the field if you don't have to.
Jason, Jalen Ramsey in the news this weekend. The list, I guess, of teams that are interested in trading for the cornerback include the Rams, the Cowboys, and the Commanders. Oh, by the way, all NFC teams the Packers would likely have to tango with on the way to the playoffs. But does the Packers... non-interest in Jalen Ramsey tell you anything about where this team is, maybe even with the Jair thing that you just discussed a few moments ago?
How old is Jalen Ramsey? Do we know? How, if Joshy can look that up.
30.
Got to be north of 30, right?
He's exactly 30.
Yeah, he will turn 31 in October.
Feels old.
He might as well retire. Yeah, he does feel. I totally agree with you. I was just going to say, I was going to guess 32. I don't agree with Goody's philosophy. In his case, though, like, does he not feel like the corner that's more of a headache and that at some point, you know, the scales of justice between talent and pain in the keister weigh a little more toward the pain side? Like, I feel like Tyreek Hill is there too, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I, Yeah, he's great. He runs fast. He's been incredibly productive, but he's got a pretty checkered past. I don't think the Packers want anything to do with a guy like that. And I don't think, you know, if they're going to take a mercurial cornerback that they don't know if he'll be happy or not, they might as well just keep the one they have.
Dance Jason, with the one that brought you.
Did you go to the softball game? Josh, you said it was amazingly unathletic.
I did not. I used to go to those all the time when Brett was the host, and then when Driver was the host. There was some pretty good media access. I have a great picture of Paula's godson, who I think was like 6 or 7 at the time, with Aaron Rodgers, who was a rookie at that thing. And it's crazy to see how both those people have now grown up. One has graduated from Madison, and one is on Joe Rogan for 3 hours. So I used to go to them frequently. I did not on a Friday night. I hope Jordan Love threw the ball better than he did on his first pitch yesterday.
Yeah, we heard.
It was like an Ephus pitch.
Yeah, he just kind of lobbed it in there. I mean, don't you expect the quarterback to... I mean, I'm not saying he should be throwing a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, but have a little more zip on it.
Dainty. So unbelievable. So, Gabe,
yes.
Like, Ben Johnson did that at, like, a Cubs or White Sox game and, like, threw, like a slider, right?
Yeah, because, like, when you're first learning how to throw pitches and whatnot, I mean, the way you throw a spiral in football, very similar to how you would throw a slider in baseball. And he kind of had that release to it. It's like he didn't really know what he wanted to do is what it looked like to me, and he just kind of threw it up in the air just to get
well,
to
Well, Jason,
to play.
I had to do an appearance with a guy who was an All-American at Platteville, and he bounced it, and I was shocked.
Gabe?
Shocked. Bounced it. Gabe?
Yeah, because you're trying to throw it in there, and yeah,
you choked.
You bounced it?
Bounced it, yep.
50-cent Neitzel?
Yeah. Bounced it in there, because you're trying to throw it, you know. I wanted to get a little more on it, and yeah, just... Hold on to
Jen,
it a little too long.
Jen, wow. Jen, you threw out a first pitch, right?
Thrown a few of them.
Nailed it?
Yeah.
Wow. I think Power Ranking is going to be ranked the athletes on this show. I know four.
I threw one. I will say this. I have thrown it out once, and I agree with you that you just don't want to look like a loser. But at the same time, you got to cut loose, right? Like, I threw a strike at the Madison Mallards game. My fastball tops out at about 60, so you know it's batting practice speed. But it would this was like 15 years ago now. But I would have totally. I just thought he played it a little safe. But that's. I would also argue that you know maybe that's something he can do more this season, and his interception number will go down slightly.
Jason, before we let you go, Joshy was at a bar this weekend, and he noticed that some out-of-towners were skimping on the tips. Several rounds of drinks. What was the total tip, you think, Joshy, that these folks left?
Four total dollars.
Whoa.
Of four orders that altogether was probably close to $200.
Could Joshy or should Joshy have said something to the bad tippers?
Well, had he already reached a point in this incredibly long weekend with his friends that he thought was too much, that they were sick of him? Because if he's... You know, if he was sick of them, because maybe he would have made some new friends by giving them good advice. But no, I agree that is incredibly poor form. I'm not sure that the tip police. Do you have a badge for that, or how does that work? Like that. And what would I didn't get to hear the earlier segment because again I forgot that I was on today. How would you have gone about admonishing them?
I was thinking of saying something along the lines of, like, we typically tip around here, which in second thought might have been a tad aggressive and probably not reached all that well. We think we determined I should have just laid down a $5 in front of them, like, as they were walking
and
away.
Said, I got it.
Yeah,
I got
this
it.
This one's
there.
On me.
Yeah. That would have been good.
Yeah, that is. Were they out of towners?
Yeah, they were from La Crosse. They told me twice.
They used the word A a lot.
La Crosse, take off, eh, you hoser? That's Canada. I would have been curious how the most effective approach would have been. Like, if you knew they were from La Crosse because they told you twice, and you had built some measure of rapport chatting them up, maybe you could have had a, maybe you could have taught them a little bit about the ways of local patronage. So maybe I take that back. If you, but you would, your first instinct is a poor one. That would not have helped.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And I always, like, when it comes to money, people get particularly offended. And I mean, I'm accusing them of being cheapskates. So even if I'm nice about it, even if I'm nice about it, the real intention there is, hey, pony up.
Yep. Yeah. There's, you're a charming guy, though. I'm sure you could have found a way to really kind of make it feel like it was their idea.
Obviously, Jason needs to spend more time around Joshy. Realize he's not.
I barely even know the guy. Yep, exactly.
He's an agitator.
I've heard that, too. All right, guys. Take care. Be good.
Thank you, Jason Wilde. You can listen to Jason on Wilde and Tausch right after Jen, Gabe, and Chewy each and every morning here on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee.
There's no better time to upgrade your windows and doors than right now with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, because Pella is offering up to 6 years of 0% financing. Set up a free in-home consultation and you commit to nothing at this point. They'll listen to your vision, suggest the Pella materials and customizations to make it reality, and get 0% financing for up to 6 years. I did it this month. Looking for a new front door? Contacted Pella Windows and Doors Wisconsin. They came over, gave me some great options. Now we're in the process. Can't wait to get that new front door on our house. Certain restrictions do apply. Deal ends May 31st, 2025. So visit PellaWI.com today. Make sure you tell them that Gabe Neitzel sent you.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Any of those things, because it it's like... I'm sorry, I'm burping up my apple right there. That's what that was. I wasn't pausing for effect. I literally was burping
my apple.
All right,
can we just go to break?
No.
On 94.5 ESPN.